Welcome to More Than Likes from Really Layla, where we focus on the social and social media and not just likes. On this podcast, we discuss building community, we reveal how to increase engagement, and bring back the fundamentals of social media. For more episodes, check us out on reallylayla.com. Thanks for joining. Now here's your host, Dr. Layla Sammy.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Really Layla podcast series for making social media really easy for your brand. I'm your host, Really Layla, and I will be talking about today why it is so important to have a personal brand. Now, you know, we've talked about the foundations of social media and the changes and the strategies that have been used for social media, going from traditional to digital to social strategies. And what's been happening is today, everybody is online. Whether you want to be online or not, every single person is online. So it's important to actually have some type of presence that is strategically positioned in the way that you want to be strategically positioned and how you want to be found on social media. Now, if you look at the various people that are on social media, or if you think about Googling yourself, the information that comes up comes from a slew of different types of media forms. So sometimes your Facebook posts will come up, sometimes your Twitter posts will come up, sometimes, you know, your LinkedIn will come up, or your job, or information from your workplace. And all of this information really reflects who you are as a brand. So it's important to manipulate the information in a way that you want to be presented. We'll talk about creating a personal brand identity later on in this podcast series, but again, it's important to realize that you actually do have a way to sway the information to make sure that you are being seen in the light that you want to be seen. So how are some ways that you can do this? Well, the biggest way and the most important way from my perspective is to create a blog and blog about certain topics. On top of that, it's also important to be posting on various social media sites and being visible on social media sites, which means not posting information with those privacy settings set to your only your community or be very private, because then you can't manipulate what is being seen online as much as you would want to be manipulating the information. So the information that you put out there is, again, once should relate to your personal brand identity and what you want people to be seeing you as. When you're working for a company, it's important to be respectful of the information that you put out through your social media and through your personal brand, because you want to make sure that it's not disrupting or going against any of the social media principles of your company. When creating your personal brand, and the reason to really create a good personal brand is because you want to make sure that you're visible in the way that you want to be visible and portrayed in the light that you want to be portrayed. So another way to actually manipulate your personal brand is to go to your marketing team or your IT team in your company and ask them what they are doing to help create visibility for you as a person in your company. Also, by creating a personal brand, it can position you as a leader in the industry that you're in or on in a topic that is of interest to you. And by doing so, this will effectively help your company as well. But you want to make sure that your company guidelines allow for this, so you're not posting information that is against company rules or HR policy. So by being visible on social media and creating a personal brand, you have the ability to really put out information and become a thought leader in an area of interest to you. Now, when you're creating your personal brand, one thing that is important to know is you don't need to be on every single channel to fulfill this personal branding strategy. But as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, you do want to make sure that you are blogging, even if it's just a little blog here and there, to really show your expertise in an area. It's been found, actually, that CEOs and other D-level employees that are on social media typically are more relatable. And as a result, companies typically do better on with their company's social media. So again, all of this does help your company as a whole. Now, in the next podcast, what we're going to talk about is finding jobs using social media. However, what is really the most beneficial for creating a social media and personal brand strategy or personal brand preference is that if you ever get laid off or if you ever realize that you don't want to work for a company, now you have a large presence on social media, so you're easily discoverable on the internet and you can reflect your expertise in a given subject area. So these are just some of the reasons of why creating a personal brand is so important in today's society.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of More Than Likes from Really Layla with your host, Dr. Layla Sammy. We appreciate your listening. Be sure to catch us next week and leave us some comments. And if you haven't done so, find us at reallylayla.social to learn more about our services and join our mailing list. And remember, it's more than just the likes. Until next time.